Right now, we are pleased to have on the hotline the head coach of the Oaks High School wrestling team, Corey Shaw, who is no doubt ready for his team to start wrestling on Tuesday against Carrington. You're ready to go, aren't you, Coach?
I am. I am ready to go.
How's the team looking?
We're looking good. We've had great practices in the last, week, and the kids are excited to roll, so it always starts with a tough match against Carrington, and that's what we need to let us know where we're at in our conditioning and our technique.
I was just going to say, it's kind of like NASCAR. You're getting the big one out of the way. What do the Cardinals bring to the table? What have they brought to the table in recent years?
Oh, they've always got a very sturdy team all the way through the lineup. They lost a few really high state place winners just like we did last year. They beat us last year in the duels, and it'll be a nice rematch. I think it's two top-quality teams going at it Tuesday night.
All right, so they've lost some. You've lost some guys. Who do you see this year who's going to be an impact guy for you?
Cody Vogelai is going to be probably our top dog. He's returning state champion and, a senior on the team. He's been about a three-time state place winner. He's taken first, second, and third. So he's a silent leader, and I think he's just going to be our standout this year.
How long have you guys been practicing now?
We started on the 7th, so we got about a week, almost 2 weeks in.
And it's such a small season here, such a small window. I mean, you've got starting on Tuesday, and then you're done basically mid-February with state. What is that a positive, a negative thing? You really do, I think, have one of the shortest seasons of all the high school sports.
It seems long. We got Christmas break and Thanksgiving in there, but November, December, January, February, that's close to 4 months. So it's a grueling season when you got to go and sit in tournaments from 8 in the morning till 9 at night on the weekends.
Who else this year, other than you, Carrington, who else do you see out on the radar that should be pretty good this year?
The top five teams, I figure, are Oaks, Lisbon, South Border, Napoleon from our region, and then Kildare and Carrington. I do believe are the top six teams.
It always seems to be the top six teams, doesn't it?
Yeah, they've got good, solid history, Hettinger's making a comeback, and Central Cass is always improving themselves all the time. So it's going to be a tough season again. Last year was one of the most wide-open state tournaments that I've ever seen in my life, and this year might be the exact same.
I believe you have a new weight class, right?
We do. We have. They revamped all of them, so only three stayed the same. So.
Okay, you want to run those by us real quick for maybe those unfamiliar with how you guys wrestle?
All right, 106 pounds is the starting weight, and then it goes to 113, 120, 126, 132, 138, 145, 152, 160, 170, 182, 195, 220, and 285.
And the new one in there?
Well, they're all, only three of them stayed the same from last year, so.
Okay.
There's 11 new weight classes.
Why the change?
Good question. They did a study throughout the United States, and they thought that, they looked at forfeits from the old weight classes, and they decided that this would balance out the team. They actually took a weight from, in the middle 130. I think they got rid of about the 135 weight class, and they put it up to 195. So they took one from lower and put it higher because of the research they did.
So this is a whole national thing. This is just not state.
It was national, and it passed, very slim. I think it was a 48%, to 52 or so. It was close in North Dakota and in the nation. So there's a lot of, half the coaches in the United States are happy with the change, and half are wishing it was still the same. So
all right,
it's an experimental year, so we'll see how it goes.
Which half are you on?
I don't know. I don't think I have a big say, so I just kind of go with the flow, and we'll find out. And if it doesn't go good for us, then I can gripe next season.
How does it affect you?
It doesn't. Our lineup, we got a full lineup. I think we have a pretty solid, consistent lineup. So to me, it doesn't make that big of an impact on our team.
At Carrington on Tuesday, and then a week from Tuesday versus Ellendale Edgeley. I guess just back to the Carrington thing real quick. Who on their team might give you a bit of a worry coming up on Tuesday, Coach?
Oh, they got... you're putting me on the spot here. they got this Walker Carr, who is a tough kid at 119. They got a Bauer, Chaz Bauer. They have a Schroeder that was a state runner-up. He'll probably be at 220 or heavyweight this year. They just got a solid lineup. They always do. They have Kelly Hagel back as the head coach, and he knows how to motivate them kids and get them working. They got a great assistant coach, Josh Kerbaugh, coming back, bringing a lot of technique. So we know it's going to be a challenge. We don't know if we're going to come out of it with a win or a loss, but we know it's going to be a good night of wrestling.
So I guess it's an early statement, right?
It is. It is. You know, and we started out the season last year 0-3. We wrestled South Border, Lisbon, and Carrington all in a couple weeks, and they were all good duels, but we came up on the short end of the stick. So there's a lot of stock into these duels, but we got to remember we're going to be a totally different team in February than we are right now.